Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. Now, a few further thoughts on the important subject, the coming of our Savior. Now, let me point out that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ does not mean, as people so often foolishly think, that it is the end of the world. No, friends, far, far from it. We must say, too, that there are the two stages of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the second coming of our Savior. Of course, He came 1900 years ago in lowly grace. That was His first coming. He came into the world to take up the matter of guilt and sin and to settle it once and for all, and that He did by dying upon the shameful, painful cross of Calvary. Put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. However, let me read you, please, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 10, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." Blessed, precious promise that was indeed, and it must have fallen as the sweetest possible melody upon their ears. Now, if the importance of a truth is to be decided by the number of times that it's found in the Word of God, then this subject, namely, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, must eclipse all other subjects, for it's mentioned at least some 319 or 20 times in the Scriptures. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and let me say then, we're going to call attention to and say a little about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pointed out to you, if I recall, in our last broadcast, that there are two stages of the second coming, and you can think of them in this way. First, the rapture, and second, the revelation. He's coming, first of all, to rapture, to call away His people. And of course, what will be affected will be those who have fallen asleep in Jesus will be raised and given their new and glorified bodies, and those of us who are alive and remain at His coming will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we be ever with the Lord. What a glorious prospect. Now, we hope in some of the broadcasts that follow to continue along these lines, and we're going to see from the Scripture what should occupy us during His absence, during the time of the rejection of our blessed Savior. Our hands should be occupied and our feet for Him. In other words, our hearts should be all filled with the blessedness of what He now is and what He's going to accomplish for us, and we should know what it is to be free from fear and free from anything that would keep us from being our best and our most for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall see what effect it would have upon our lives if this truth were apprehended in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. In other words, if we had not merely a mental grasp, but if the truth filled our hearts and our souls, then it would affect us indeed. Now, let me say then further, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ for His own will be sudden, and it will be silent. Yes, I have no doubt that there will be working together Christians and non-Christians, believers and unbelievers, saints and sinners, and we do not know when He is coming. But at any rate, when He does come, and we are sure that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh, and it could be this very day, we'd like to know that all our hearers are prepared, and that you would be amongst those that when He does come, you would be shouted into His presence. And of course, if you are prepared and one of His own, you would be shouted into His eternal presence, to meet the Lord in the air, and thus to be forever with the Lord. May He stir our hearts today as never before. May this truth grip our hearts. Now, And that we might be looking for, waiting, watching for the coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. God grant it for his name's sake. Amen.